Welcome back to AM Colorado News Talk 1310 KFK with your host this morning, Tom. Devin on live remote over at the Loveland Embassy Suites for the Business Appreciation Breakfast this morning. And joining us on the phone right now, small business owner and state representative, and he is the leader of the Republican caucus, a minority Republican caucus, but hopefully the majority Republican caucus after the 2014 election. Good friend to the show. You hear him every other week during the legislative session with Devin and me, State Representative Brian Del Grosso. Brian, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tom. How are you doing this morning?
We are doing excellent. Having a lot of fun. I don't know, did you catch the interview with Andy Wirth, CEO of Squaw Valley, this morning in the 6 o'clock hour?
You know, I didn't. I was taking care of a bunch of other stuff, so I missed that.
Okay. And you are in for a real treat this morning. What a just down-to-earth guy. Actually cut his teeth in northern Colorado, graduated from CSU, then spent time up in Rocky Mountain National Park, Estes Park, and migrated over to Steamboat Springs, and has now worked his way up to become CEO and president of Squaw Valley. Just a very thoughtful, articulate guy when it comes to conservation and how we all work together in the environment. He's in a similar environment, Squaw Valley, to northern Colorado. Just it was a real treat to have him. But you're a small business owner as well. Talk to us about being a small business owner in northern Colorado, because it is a fabulous place not only to raise a family, but to be in business.
Oh, it is. I mean, the northern Colorado as a whole, we're pretty lucky as compared to a lot of other places around the state. It seems our economy is doing a lot better up here. And so, you know, myself, along with several other small businesses, I think we found a little place of the country where we can continue to thrive. And so it's a pretty exciting place to be doing business right now. And as far as your previous comments, I always love hearing stories about guys who kind of just started out small and then grew and went to something big. And that's what America's all about. That's basically what we were founded on, as far as the amount of work you want to put in, the sky's the limit. And so it's always exciting to hear people's stories like that.
And the sky is definitely the limit, but there's also, it seems like, a cultural shift. The other people we've talked with this morning, we've stayed a little bit more focused on the business aspect of what they do, and we've not ventured into the political side of it too much. But you're in a unique position. You're an elected official, and so we can get a little bit more political with you, Brian. And that is, there is no guaranteed outcome in the United States of America, but the one thing historically here in America is that government has tended to stay out of the way, so you can go out there and work, and government has tried to not become an obstacle to your success. But it seems like more so lately in the last few years, but we've been moving this way progressively over the last 20 to 30 years, where government is becoming more of an obstacle to small business in this country.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And every year I do a lot of going around and talking with different business groups, not only in northern Colorado, but around the state. And the one thing they say, you know what, Brian, do you know what you guys can do to help us out the most? And it's like, what's that? And it's like, get out of our way. Leave us alone. Do no harm. Because the reality is, most of us that are small businesses or any kind of other business, you know, we've got competition. And so we spend the majority of our time trying to grow our business, but at the same time fighting competition. And so when you're doing that whole deal there, the last thing you want to do is also have to deal with government and regulations that stop you from keeping your eye focused on your business and focused on your competition, and then having to redirect your focus to something different. And so you're 100% correct that, you know, what government just needs to get out of the way. And somehow a lot of folks don't seem to understand that. And they're always there, well, no, we're really here to help you. We're really here to help you. But the reality is the more the government helps, usually there's some unintended consequences. And so by helping one person, you hurt two or three others. And so that's why government has no business being in the middle of it.
Well, and let's talk about one of the big issues that's going to be on the ballot this November, Brian. Speaking of those obstacles, one of the things that is certainly an obstacle for business that people, it's a disconnect. People think that because you're in business, you do well financially, and therefore we can tax you more. The disconnect is people don't realize businesses don't pay the taxes. The consumers ultimately pay the taxes, even though the businesses themselves write the checks to the government. They put and build the tax into the price of the product that they are selling. So ultimately, it's a consumer paying the tax. But we've got a big tax headed for the ballot in November. They made the ballot yesterday. I believe it is going to be Amendment 66, the billion-dollar tax increase for citizens here in the state of Colorado. Why don't you give our listeners a little bit more background on what we're going to be looking at voting on this November?
Well, you're absolutely correct. And actually I'm on the legislative council, and one of the things we were discussing yesterday was the Blue Book. And if you don't know what the Blue Book is, that's the thing that comes along with your ballot that describes what's on the ballot, so the different initiatives. And it, you know, gives an analysis of what's going on, and then it gives some, you know, for and against type of things. And one of the things on Amendment 66 that they try to tout is, you know what, we're not going to raise the corporate income tax rate, so businesses don't have to worry about that. Well, the reality is, I think it's mid to upper 80% of all businesses in Colorado are small businesses. And close to 80% of those small businesses are set up either as a sole proprietorship, an LLC, or an S-Corp, which means that their taxes that their business makes flows through onto their personal income tax. So you will see about 80% of businesses in Colorado see a tax increase as a result of this. But they try to downplay that. And they'll try to sell all day long that the corporate income tax rates won't go up, so it won't affect business. And you're right. When the taxes go up, not only does that get passed along to the consumer, another way that that affects folks is that affects pay raises for the business. So maybe because taxes went up, I'm not going to be able to give pay raises this year. I'm not going to be able to hire somebody, or I might have to let somebody go, or I can't expand. And so we don't live in a vacuum. And so anytime that there's a dollar coming out of that business, it's not going back into the business, has some unintended consequences. So that is, you're absolutely correct, that $1 billion, the majority of that will come out of the businesses of Colorado.
Joining us on the phone right now, State Representative Brian Del Grosso. He is also a small business owner over at the Embassy Suites for the Business Appreciation Breakfast being put on by the Loveland Economic Development Group. So, Brian, talk about the tax structure for the billion-dollar tax increase. So it's bifurcated. They're raising taxes on individuals who make more, and as you were describing, small business owners, they are ultimately going to be taxed as well in individuals, but it's not a straight across the board tax increase on everybody.
You're right. Now it's a tiered system. So there again, we're going to play some class warfare here in Colorado. So it's always been 4.63%. So it doesn't matter if you're a business, if you're what level of income, whatever that is, everybody pays the same amount, so flat tax. But now we are trying to see that, okay, we're going to raise taxes even on the smaller income folks, but now you higher income folks, not only are we going to raise taxes on you, we're also going to kick up a notch the percentage that you have to pay. So it's kind of a double whammy for those folks. And so you're right, that'll be the first time in Colorado that we have a tiered tax system. And most of the other states around the country are moving away from that. So, you know, I've been to several different conferences this year where I hear about states all over the country that are lowering their tax rates, and Colorado is raising their tax rates. And so that's just one more thing to make Colorado look less attractive to those that might want to move to the state.
Well, Brian, let's take a look at it nationally, because we've seen a lot, and you are a restaurant owner, small business owner. We've seen here in the last week the AFL-CIO, the unions, more or less get involved and say, we want to see minimum wage raised to $15 an hour. We saw strikes all across the country as it related to McDonald's here. I think it was earlier this week. It may have been last week. And we see planned strikes with Walmart as well. What are your thoughts as a small business owner as you're watching this trend sweep across America where they want to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour?
Well, you know, what makes businesses grow is certainty. When people are going to invest in their business, or if they're going to start a business, or if they're going to go out and work on trying to get that loan or whatever it is, they want to know that they're going to have a chance of success. And things like this tax increase, things about the minimum wage increase, those are all things that, you know, the business owners look at that and it scares them to death. And it's not so much the businesses are greedy and they don't want to pay their employees so much. It's just the reality that there's a cost of business. And a minimum wage of $15 an hour, what that would do to a lot of businesses, it would put a lot of people out of business. But at the bottom, at the end of the day, it's just going to raise prices for everything. So the funny thing that these folks are, you know, protesting at McDonald's because we want $15 an hour, but if McDonald's is paying $15 an hour for their entry-level folks, the reality is, you know, the dollar value menu or some of that stuff is now going to become the $5 or $6 value menu. And so at the end of the day, yes, you're bringing home more money, but what the value of that dollar you're bringing home is not any more powerful than what it currently is. So, you know, it doesn't do anything to spur the economy. If anything, it sputters or shuts it down.
Excellent. I couldn't have said it better myself. State Representative Brian Del Grosso. Brian, I know the breakfast is about ready to start. Thank you for taking the time out to join us this morning.
Hey, I appreciate it. Too bad you can't be here. These pancakes and everything else are looking pretty good. So,
you know,
but
what,
I'm sure
Brian?
Devin will take care of it for you.
Yeah, I'm sure Devin will save me some breakfast this morning. That's just not going to happen. Hey, Brian, thanks so much.
Hey, Tom. Thank you. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.